Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about some Disney news and a few other Disney topics. That's today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome everyone to episode 450. 450. 450 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is Adam. I am hosting this week, and I am joined by John.
Yes, we only have high-class stuff on this show.
Indeed. It's just the two of us today.
Just the two of us.
How many times have we done that? We've probably done that at least a dozen
times. It's possible. I don't know. Have we done that before?
Yes.
It's hard to remember. It's just natural that when you hear that, you sing just the two of us.
Yes. When you're our age.
Is there another two of us, two or two song? There's probably songs about twos.
I think the Dr. Evil version, that's the one I picture in my head.
Because from the moment you heard Frau say that you had a clone.
Yes. Yeah, I knew I'd never be
450 on. Episodes, though.
This yeah.
Took us...
quite the catalog.
How many years now? Going on 7 years.
Is it? Golly.
Yeah, I can't believe we've been doing it that long.
Yeah. Seems like just yesterday.
I can't believe I've been motivated to do it that long.
Well, we must really enjoy it.
I guess.
Something like that.
7 years worth.
Well, there's never not something to talk about if you're... Disney fan, whether it's good or bad, but news.
I definitely have given my fair share of criticisms in the last at least three or 4 years out of those seven, about halfway.
Since 2020, really, is when a lot of it happened.
Yeah, things. There were things that were easier to see, just weren't quite right or come to light or. Some of it had been there all along and just were, it was like you're just waking up to it.
Chapek did his stuff out in the open.
Right.
Or I guess Bob did it. Bob Iger. Less, more subtly.
The Bobbsey twins.
Although I'm not so subtle at times, but anyway. Okay. Speaking of.
I noticed the stock took a bit of a dip.
Yeah, after that earnings call, there was another earnings call. They still didn't really say a whole lot.
Of course. No news is good news. I guess that's the way they're looking
at it. They're slow playing this like as long as they can.
Yeah.
But there's some hints at things going on. There are some.
Right.
So we'll get into some of that. But
meanwhile, on the other side, they're making announcements of stuff coming, when it's going to open.
Right. So where should we begin? Let's talk with. Should we start with Tokyo? Because, well.
You're running the show today.
Let's talk about Tokyo then, since you mentioned it. Tokyo.
I did.
Fantasy Springs.
Actually, you say I mentioned it. I was actually talking about Universal, but.
Oh, okay. Well, the things that Disney's doing right seems to be happening in Tokyo right now. So.
There you go.
Fantasy Springs at Tokyo Disney Sea. We've got some glimpses of the Frozen attraction. The Rapunzel, what's it called? Rapunzel's Lantern Festival attraction. I don't know if that's the name of it, but Anna and Elsa's Frozen Journey and the Tinkerbell attraction as well. My son is all over this because he's obsessed with trying to go to Tokyo. And I'm like, well, he's saved a few bucks already, but I'm like, we need a few more.
Just there you go.
But yes, the animatronics look amazing. Way better than Frozen Ever After at Epcot.
Well, it's just that the time period, partially. I mean, technology has advanced since
I mean, what, 2015? 16, somewhere in there. But still, this attraction is not a clone by any means of Frozen Ever After.
No, it can't possibly be because it didn't, you know, it wasn't a re-theme like that one.
No, but it's not even, like, it's way better looking.
By the way, that Rapunzel ride you're talking about was called Rapunzel's Lantern Festival.
Okay.
Or attraction, excuse me.
So, yeah, the Frozen ride looks amazing. Looking at Rapunzel's, as since you mentioned it. There's a scene with the lanterns that looks so cool, like to be in a dark ride like that. I mean, where they would have to expand, like this could be Beyond Big Thunder type thing. I mean, I really hope.
Even though it looks like they belong in Fantasyland, though. But
right. I mean, they could. I'm trying to think of how they would like tie this into Fantasyland, but maybe they could have another way to connect to like the area where Ariel is. I don't know. To connect back to Beyond Big Thunder. I don't know. They need to. They need like this at Magic Kingdom badly. This would be so cool.
So if any of these ever come to Magic Kingdom, this is how it's going to happen. You're going to wait till the next big anniversary.
Oh, and you're going to... 75? What? I don't want to wait that long.
I mean, you know, the okay, we'll just say that they usually do big ones like every 5 years then, right? So how long do we have before the 55th? I mean, where are we now in that? Actually, we're only 2 years away from the 55th.
Yeah, I know. We're 53.
Okay, so maybe 60th. By then, you'll have one of these attractions in Florida.
Have they ever cloned a Tokyo ride before?
In Tokyo, what's typically happened initially anyway, Tokyo was kind of built on taking the best of the domestic U.S. parks and putting them in Tokyo, pretty much. That's what they decided to do. The group, the third-party group that operates Tokyo, which seems to work out really well that way, in my opinion.
Now they have because better attractions.
They just
on
so
their
happen
own.
To agree with what I
makes
like.
You wonder
because they kept original Splash. They had the best Haunted Mansion, wasn't it? Or they took a similar Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm. But like the Beauty and the Beast attraction, wouldn't you rather see them demolish? Be Our Guest and like build that ride instead of Be Our Guest?
Pretty much.
That would be cool. Of course, you would need a lot more space than just Be Our Guest, but you already have the ballroom scene of that ride ready to go.
But basically what I was trying to get at there is I've always taken, like if there's an attraction that they have in Florida and they have in California, they just usually also just happen to pick the one that I like the best as well between the two.
However, whichever one. Now they have their own attractions that are better, like the Beauty and the Beast one, and these three Fantasy Springs ones are really cool looking, like what Disney should be doing with dark rides all along. They should have kept doing them.
Uh-huh.
These look incredible. And so it's like, yeah, I would like to see some of them come here now. Like,
you know, looking at this, we were talking about Rapunzel's Lantern Festival.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of funny because has there ever been two movies that were not named for the main character that you so identify with the main character that that's what you name the movie? Like the name of the movie is Tangled, but everybody is like, I seem to always want to try to refer to it as Rapunzel.
Rapunzel, yeah.
And the same way with, instead of Princess and the Frog, Tiana. I mean, because in the early movies, you know, you had Snow White, right? Named main character, Cinderella, main character, things like that. Bambi, main character.
Yeah.
I mean, it was named after the main character in most of those cases.
Well, they conditioned us to think that way, and then they changed it up on us, and it was just like Fastpass and Genie Plus. Like, anyway.
The only exception, I think, is what, like Frozen being as popular as people still call it by its name, not Elsa.
Yeah.
Or Elsa and Anna.
Did you see, though, also that the Rapunzel's tower outside the attraction has an animatronic Rapunzel in the window, and she, like, moves around all day? That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's not just a landmark for a bathroom.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is super impressive.
I know. Yeah, you look at it, and you're like, this could be in Magic Kingdom, but they just don't build anything this cool here.
Yeah.
I don't know. This ride looks so fantastic. So, yeah.
I got a dream.
Right. I don't want to dwell too much on
what we don't have.
Right. And feel bad about it. What we do have, though, is price increases on Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party.
Yeah. It's like, don't tell me about what you don't do. Tell me about what you do.
What we do here is increase the prices. So now the lowest possible price you can get for a party ticket is if you're DVC or annual pass holder, you can get it for $109 on the cheap dates.
You're a cheap date.
Yeah. The cheap dates, by the way, are basically August. So the start of fall, you know.
It's like you get a discount if you decide to go and sweat to death.
Yeah, basically. Or go in a torrential rainstorm, which is what's happened a lot during the August parties. A lot of them get rained out or rains during them. But they start August 9th, which I think is roughly the same date as last year. That was the interesting thing where Disney had put Tiana's Bayou Adventure as an attraction that will be available for this, and then they took it down.
Yeah, they immediately took it away. I'm like, surely they expect this to be open by party.
I think it was just they don't want to open too much of the speculation. And
right, they don't want to get hopes up. They don't want to false advertise in the just in case.
Right, but this better be. I mean, we've been waiting for like 2 months for them to announce an opening date, so they better have it open before then.
You know, you would think, though, if it's going to be open soon, there is one other thing. I know we've been debating back and forth. I don't think we discussed this one part on the show itself about how the last time Disney did a retheme of an attraction was Frozen, and there was no pass holder preview.
Right.
Right. Now, we could say times have changed and they would do it this time, but we don't know that for sure. I mean, with it being a retheme. Because, you know, that was almost a decade ago for Frozen. Hard to believe, but it was.
Right. What is it? Since COVID, they've basically done
maybe that was previews? It. I don't know. I don't remember prior to that.
Because I'm trying to recall Mickey's Runaway Railway did not have previews. And that was basically a week before COVID started.
Did not have it at all?
Not that I recall. Cause we were hoping it might be a soft open because we were there Leap Day, which was like the few days before it opened, and they didn't. And so, yeah, as far as the first thing that got a preview that I recall, though, was Galaxy's Edge, but that wasn't an attraction. That was the land.
Right.
So that was prior to Runaway Railway, but I don't remember pass holder previews for that. So what was the first one?
Well, and two, I don't know that I would consider Runaway Railway a retheme because they had to do a lot more with the, I mean, they had to gut a lot, right?
Yeah.
Surely they don't use they do use almost the exact same track.
What was the next one?
With a couple of exceptions.
Was it Ratatouille? What was the next one? Why am I blanking?
Ratatouille is definitely not a retheme. You talking about what was prior to Ratatouille?
No, yeah, there was Galaxy's Edge. Rise of the Resistance didn't have a pass holder preview either.
It didn't?
Not that I recall. It just had...
Or at least you didn't do one.
I mean, I was there in December 2019 and got it in a boarding group and wrote it.
Sure.
But I don't recall there being a preview for it.
So it seems to be kind of rando?
I don't know. But it seems like everything since like 2021... Because Ratatouille had one. There was even a preview for, you know, Journey of Water.
Yeah, right. And Guardians.
Guardians, of course. Tron. So, I mean...
The other thing, too, is don't they usually have the outside scrim and everything, like, down a little closer to time, and they still have walls up?
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it? I don't know.
Because, you know, I remember being there during the summer prior to Splash originally opening, right?
Yeah.
And it was running test flumes with no walls up while we were there. It opened, I think, like a month or two later. That was circa 1992.
Right.
But yeah, I do recall that.
Right.
That was back before they just, you know, they just opened stuff pretty much back then. They just, you know, you had to be closer by to be in the know. You had to be visiting almost every day to be in the know.
Right.
Before the internet.
Yes.
Or at least, before the internet was widely available.
Remember the days where you could watch the webcam on Main Street or wherever?
Took that away pretty quick, actually.
I remember logging in and watching it, but it was like one frame every like 5 minutes or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like you could see a picture. Yeah.
See, I can remember like when we would be there, it would be like our goal to find the cameras or whatever.
Right.
Like I remember picking up a video.
Wasn't it like above the train on the station? Camera.
It was.
I remember we found it there. Epcot there was had a, one, right?
Yes, theirs was somewhere on the American Adventure Pavilion.
Yeah, it was World Showcases, right? I was trying to think of where.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was there one at Hollywood Studios, too? MGM at the time? I'm trying to recall if there was one there. Was it?
Yes. Yes, Studios is actually the one that I did get on film when I zoomed in on it. It's, you know, right above the entrance.
Okay.
Or the old entrance, anyway. You know how on the entrance that the, one of the beams is like, I say beams, like the top of it is a little higher in the middle. Mm-hmm. So it was something like that.
Mm. Anyway, I wanted to mention a couple other things here. So the earnings call, they got $8.4 billion in revenue, the parks did, in Q2. However, they did admit that summer would be light. It was interesting that they mentioned that it was not to the level of post-COVID demand in 2021, 2022. So, as we've said all year, summer is going to be a great time to go if you're looking for discounts and lower crowds. I think this summer is going to be light as well.
That's a good possibility. I honestly think, I could be wrong, but June's looking pretty light right now, and I think one of the main reasons is people are holding out, waiting to see when Tiana's actually going to open before they book anything.
Right.
You would think if they want their bookings to be up, they would go ahead and announce something.
Right.
It's like they're totally missing the boat on this thing. I've never seen them be so out of touch.
Yeah, it is very strange. Maybe they're thinking, or maybe they're doing a lot of last minute changes and they're just not ready to say when they're going to open it yet.
Maybe it's not as ready as it seems.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, they're testing, but the track was not changed, right? Or none of the ride layout was changed.
Right.
So there doesn't
really need to be too much testing track wise. I mean,
right. So they can test all they want, but it's, you know, the interior part where the new animatronics and show scenes, that's what may not be anywhere near ready yet. So,
right. Yeah.
The outside looks almost ready or getting close to ready. But
right.
Anyway, so yeah. Who knows? But summer is light. We've said that before. Next summer probably will be even lighter at Disney World. But okay. So here's some more of these rumors. One of them that came out this week was that Big Thunder would close for a full track replacement. So it might be like down for a year.
Closing, well, it's just a rumor.
It would probably be after Tiana's opens because they wouldn't want, you know, when one goes up, another goes down kind of thing.
Well, that was another reason why we were speculating that the closing of Test Track may be a clue into Tiana's, because even though it's a different park, they don't like having too many
things
major
down
attractions.
Once, yeah.
Yeah, too many major ones, at least, down at the same time.
You would think. But this is still in the rumor category. It's not confirmed.
Does it really need the whole track replaced? I don't ever recall it being all that bad.
Don't know. If anything needs a track replaced, I would say do Space Mountain. That would be my vote. I would really appreciate that, and so would my back.
Well, let's see. Yeah, Space Mountain, as far as the original, opening is older than Thunder, right? But haven't they done some work to that track before?
I'm sure they have, but they've done both, I'm sure.
Since then.
Although you can make the argument that Big Thunder, since it's outdoors, is more subject to the weather
and yeah.
would be more deteriorate faster. But Big Thunder doesn't feel that rough to me, whereas Space Mountain is not the smoothest for me. But
right.
So
right. I've never thought that Big Thunder felt rough or anything. I don't know. Wasn't there an incident though with one of them, one of the other parks, the track actually coming off the track or something like that?
Yeah, Disneyland, I remember many years ago it did, right? Big Thunder. Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe they're concerned with something like that.
Maybe. I do remember that. That was, I don't know what year that was, but I do remember that happening. Okay. A new permit has been filed by Imagineering for installation of set elements at Peter Pan's flight at Magic Kingdom.
Set elements. Based on the picture,
right.
I assume they're making an assumption.
Yeah, that they're going to change the Native American scene to make it less, you know.
We'll say less Native American-y.
Yeah, I don't know. Or less offensive, but I guess so.
They're just sitting there. What's offensive about it? I mean,
well, it's just the scene of the movie. The ride didn't really say, you know, they don't say the lines in the movie that could be offensive, but yeah, I don't know. But that's the assumption that they're going to change that. I don't know what to, but who knows.
Well, isn't one of the other rides doesn't have them shown at all? Like it just shows maybe the teepee or something like that? And
I don't remember.
Doesn't actually show the characters? I think it does in one of them.
I would hope they would also improve some of the other scenes in this ride. Like, you know, the 53-year-old animatronic of Peter Pan that looks terrible, you know, at the helm.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
That one looks pretty bad. The, you know, that
help
one.
Me, Mr. Smee, help.
Right.
Maybe they can come up with some more lines.
Yeah. Talk about a track replacement, though. You could replace the track there and probably make it much smoother and less noisy.
You're talking about the squeaking?
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So you know what I mean when you...
Yeah, but I think
it is a little distracting when you're on
the ride. It's pretty much always been that way, though, the squeaking, I thought.
Well, yeah, it's a 53-year-old ride. You could make it less squeaky today, I'm sure.
I was just thinking that. But.
Right. Anywho, but yeah, that's happening. Speaking of other construction, did you see this, too, that they've, requested another extension on this Reflections DVC hotel on the construction permit?
Yes, so they eventually plan on going through with the rehab facility.
Right. But they've just put it off for years, just like, you know, anyway. They keep putting this off, and it's the project that just won't go away. It keeps showing back up in the news. Right. Since 2018, basically since our show started,
has it been that long?
2018, yeah. It says, yeah.
I don't feel like we've been talking about it that long. I just know it's been a minute. And they're asking for 5 more years.
Right. So I guess we should try to ask for 5 more years. In our contract.
Yeah. Who's our contract with again? No.
Good question. Anyway. Yeah, the refurb is going on for Port Orleans French Quarter. I think I mentioned that in our summer preview show a few weeks back, but it's already started now. So if you are planning on staying there, be aware that the pool is currently closed. And the hotel is undergoing quite a bit of refurb. So if you are staying there, chances are you're going to hear some construction noises and maybe have some little bit of, you know, things in the way here and there for your stay.
Still never stayed at French Quarter so far.
Yeah, that's one I've done Riverside several times, but not French Quarter. It's much quieter and smaller over there.
It's quieter?
Which is why people like it. Yeah, it's not as big or spread out as Riverside.
All right, but it's not as big as spread out, but I didn't think that would make it quieter. I thought it would make it actually a little noisier because everything's close together. Close to the pool and everything.
That's what I read about why people like that one more over
Riverside. They don't have Riverside as far to walk as they do for, say, Riverside or even either of the other two mods that are massive.
Yeah. I think the bus situation is better there, but don't do the bus. If you're going to... We've already said that. We're not bus people.
We're not bus people.
Bus fans, I guess we'd say. Fans of the bus. I mean, that's... Okay, that sounded really bad saying it that way. We're not bus people. We're not fans of the bus.
I don't mind the bus.
Well, if you want to get anywhere fast...
Right, if you don't want to waste your time.
If you want to Baymax speed, get through there.
Meh, I've taken the bus before, it's fine.
I mean, I have too, but I don't do it anymore.
You're not making it sound like it's one of like a public transit or anything.
I know. Country Bear Jamboree exit is walled off now. I guess if you're at the Pecos Bills, you can see the construction wall there.
The exit's walled off, so does that mean that they're bringing back the old exit heads of Buff, Max, and Melvin? No.
Yeah.
Maybe. They used to have them in That'd the attraction, cool. And then you'd see them again right there at the mile-long bar just right. When you exited.
Maybe they're going to put them back. Doesn't look like it. But hopefully they'll make them less clicky on their animatronic.
Less clicky?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You sure about that?
You sure about that? Less clicky.
Yeah. Speaking of, I saw this story too about Doc Ondar, the animatronic.
He needs help.
He's been down for several weeks. Sad. And they haven't fixed it yet. So who knows? Also, I saw that Tron, the canopy, is finally being kind of cleaned.
Yeah.
Sad that this hadn't been open that long and it's so filthy, like the canopy part.
I wonder what that's all about, truthfully. Are they going to have this issue on a regular basis? Is it the Florida weather, I assume?
Probably.
It has to do with it?
It's more of the, they don't consider the weather in Florida. Like, Toy Story Land's a great example. People who have probably never been to Florida designed that.
Right.
Like, you should stand out there for 30 minutes and go, oh, we need more shade. Like, but no, if you're sitting in California and you don't have the humidity, you're like, oh, this will be great.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And again, remember, this is a park in which initially they had no canopy over the teacups.
Right.
So you could really feel what it's like to be a hot cup of tea.
Right. Literally. If you stayed in there long enough.
It's a genuine experience.
It would boil, yeah. We're taking on water.
Right.
That's funny. Yeah. And it took them, what, 2 or 3 years before they're like, we should probably cover this.
Yeah. Like, you know what? This weather's not exactly the same as Southern California.
Right.
We might should make a couple of changes here.
Perhaps. That's why the brakes are so squeaky now.
That's what I was going to say. The combination of the rain and the heat, you really could fill like a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
It would fill up with water first and then boil when the heat came back out.
You just got to teabag it.
You were the teabag.
Yeah.
Sorry. The people standing in it would have been the teabag.
Yeah, exactly. You're the human teabag. All right. That's kind of all the news I wanted to talk about.
Yep. Looks like the world premier food court's getting some refurbishment time, too, by the way.
Right, that was it.
It's funny. There's refurbishment starting in the summer now, when it used to be the other way around.
Right. Well, it's because it's the lighter time, right? So, All-Star Movies. When are they going to finish the rooms at All-Star Movies? Because that's the only reason I'm not staying there, ever, so far.
Huh?
Aren't the rooms still, like, carpet?
No. Movies is the first one that they did.
Is it? Oh, sports. Sports is the one.
Yeah, that's the one you're talking about.
I say it at movies. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, so what are you
sports saying? Is the one I won't stay at. Sorry.
They may have all been done by now. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Seems like it's been a minute.
All right. There's some, like, stories I wanted to talk about that I've observed through, like, message boards and, you know, just things that are out there, I guess I should say. So I was wanting to kind of get your thoughts on them.
Sure. Because
I've thought about them, too.
Because everybody wants to know what I think.
Yeah. But this was a popular discussion in a Disney forum about Disney's merch.
About their merch? Okay, yes. Well, it stinks. So.
Right. Basically saying that it used to be really good, and a lot of gift shops were specific to the area or the attraction that was near, and you could get, you know, good quality merch that was unique. Whereas now, it seems like every gift shop has the same stuff in it, no matter what. Very few exceptions.
Right.
Even ones that are kind of different, like Tower of Terror is a good example. It used to be such a cool gift shop, and now it's basically like very, almost nothing that's to the attraction. And it's like, okay.
I haven't noticed. I usually, the last couple of times I've been on Tower, I have just like zipped right out.
Yeah. I've been in the gift shop several times actually lately. And there's like, you can get like a robe or like a bell, desk bell thing. What do you call it? That's about it. And then everything else is like Nightmare Before Christmas or.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I was going to say,
depending on the season.
Like, this is a spooky attraction. Right. Hey, we'll just put Nightmare Before Christmas up in
here. Right, it's stuff like that. It's like Halloween related.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, anything like that. Haunted Mansion gift shop, there's more stuff there. Memento Mori.
Somebody got me a Tower of Terror tank top there one time.
Yeah. Cool. You used to get, remember the Greg Raymer glasses? They used to have those there.
Maybe the last time I wore a tank top, though.
Well, let's all be thankful for that.
Hey.
No, but do you remember those? That was, they sold the Greg Raymer, like the snake eye glasses and all that. Remember that?
Yeah.
I think my dad bought a pair that were like eyeball glasses. That was Haunted Man at the Tower of Terror. Right.
Very, very, yeah, I believe you're right. Yeah.
That was that gift shop. Anyway, stuff like that I used to get by. Remember when they had a magic shop at Disney World?
Yep.
That was cool.
Kingdom. That Magic Kingdom had a magic.
Right. Right. We could get.
Well, it also used to have an arcade.
Right.
Well.
Yeah. Times have changed.
But have you ever noticed that arcades never have really gone away? They just changed what they have in them, more or less. Like, just about everything is ticket based, like prize winning type games, like the majority of them are in the arcades you see now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we have a Great Wolf Lodge right up the road, right? And the arcade in there, like, the majority of the games are stuff that you have, like, you're attempting to win tickets. I think they feel like, it's almost like, it's like gambling machines for kids. Because they're going to spend more money trying to get tickets and stuff like that.
Teach them young.
Prizes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like slot machines for kids.
And then they end up with like 500 or 600 quote unquote tickets, and they go in the store. You can get like a pack of gum and a plastic thing of sunglasses or something.
Like, it's unbelievable.
Okay, some candy. Like, okay. It's this like pack just of gum is 90 tickets.
It's like a lot of other things nowadays. They're just openly ripping you off.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They don't even try to hide it anymore.
It's basically a dollar store at the end of it with crappy kid toys that they exchange for the tickets that they bought, basically. Yeah, I don't love these arcade things.
Yeah.
Anyway, and that was the other thing they were talking about is resort gift shops used to have a lot of resort-specific merch, and that's very minimal now.
Yeah.
Very little of that.
And the designs for this stuff used to be a little more appealing, at least to me.
Right. And there's times where I see a shirt I like and I'm like, oh, this is cool, but it's on the back and not the front or something weird like that.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I don't want... Okay.
Like, I just remember, I guess maybe I prefer a classic style of clothing, maybe. I don't know, stuff that's not current.
Maybe, yeah. There's very little of the merch that
maybe,
I like.
Maybe I'm the one out of touch, but I don't think so, it sounds like, from this message board.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, a lot of people commented on that.
Sometimes it's hard to really get a good gauge from what you read on the internet.
Right.
Comes to that, so.
The top comment, though, was they want the pre-COVID ability to send your purchases to your room, which they currently are still not doing.
Yeah, I did like that once upon a time.
It was nice to be able to just buy, instead of like, oh, I'll have to wait till tonight when I'm leaving to grab that thing.
The one thing you used to have to keep in mind with that is you had to make sure you were going to be there, like, what was it, at least a day?
Yeah, I think that was, you couldn't do it on your last day or your next to last. Wherever,
because it could be.
Yeah.
Like, do all your shopping, like, on the first day, if you're going to.
First or second, whatever.
Yeah.
I used that quite a bit. They used to do it, too, where they would hold it at the front for you, but I don't even know if they do that right now.
This possibly, quite possibly not.
Because you could say, just send it to the front of the park, and then you pick it up when you leave. Because nobody wants to carry around a bunch of stuff all day.
Yeah.
It would make sense. I mean, if they want people to spend more money, which I guess they already are, but that would make sense to make it more convenient.
Right. I don't know that that necessarily made people spend more money, though. Really? I think, like you said, it was more of a convenience.
Well, if you make things convenient, more people will do it, I think.
Or maybe they had a problem with someone, like, buying too much stuff and having it sent to the room. I mean, that was probably a hassle, too, right? So,
yeah.
It's almost like running your own little Amazon company at that point.
Yeah. It probably takes a lot to do that, yeah.
Yeah.
So they don't have to pay those people to do that now. But anyway.
Well, that is, everybody has issues getting quality staffing, so that's probably another reason why they haven't introduced that.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's another topic that has been popular lately. Okay. If you could sleep overnight on an attraction at Walt Disney World, which attraction would it be?
If you could sleep overnight in an attraction?
Yeah.
Haunted Mansion, probably. Is that the most popular answer?
I should have looked again. I lost it.
Okay.
It's probably in there. It would probably be a dark ride for me, too. Like, something with pirates would be fun, too.
I mean, where would you stay in Pirates, though?
Sleep with the pigs, too, and that guy with the pigs.
go sleep in the trough.
Sleep in the jail cell.
Yeah. You could do that.
A dog even is though, never going to
Even though
move.
It's on fire.
Right. It is on fire.
It's been on fire for 40 years. So.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to burn down anytime soon.
Years, excuse me.
Carousel of Progress. It could probably... Is there...
You could join Uncle Oral.
Yeah. No privacy in this place. That might be cool. People mover, you could just like
ride around and sleep.
But not cone as comfortable.
With a cone in your car and
take it with the cone.
Yeah.
That could work. Spaceship Earth might be cool. Depending on the scene.
Yeah, it could be. It's just, it'd be hard to get comfortable in the spaceship Earth.
Is there a scene, like, with a bed in it where you can, lay down?
I don't know. There's a couch in that scene when they're all trying to watch, the moon landing, right. So there is that.
There's the guy in his garage. You could sleep in that guy's car in the driveway.
Yeah. Is the one that's, I think, a lot of people have always made the assumption of Steve Jobs, but I think it's actually the other.
Wozniak.
Yeah, I think it's Wozniak.
Or Bill Gates. Could be Bill Gates.
Yeah, I don't think it's Bill Gates. He looks more like Wozniak.
Yeah.
To me.
It's supposed to be representative of that type of person. But
right. I mean, because they did come up with the idea in their garage.
I love the sound of, like, the nighttime and the, like, dog barking in the distance. Very relaxing. That's where I would sleep.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like a nice summer evening.
I mean, the part that looks the most like night is actually on the trip back, right? So,
On the way down.
On the way down. I don't know where you would sleep, though.
The land might be good because you've got the long, like, bench seats you could just lay down in.
The land. You're talking about, like, the pavilion, not the ride? Not living with the land?
Well, I meant the ride, yeah.
Oh, you meant the ride, okay. But you would also have to go through the garden repeatedly, right, if you sleep on the ride. If it keeps moving.
If it was running all night, yeah.
with the natural predators, the wasps.
Right. Oops. Yeah, that could be dangerous.
No, they won't bother you. I mean, they won't mistake you for a pest.
Hopefully not. Let's see. What's a terrible ride to sleep on? Tron?
Space Mountain.
Yes. Don't want to sleep on space. It would be very uncomfortable sitting on the track anyway.
I was going to say, back in the day, I imagine there's many a person that's taken a nap in American Adventure or Sounds Dangerous when it was still open.
Yes. Hall of Presidents.
Hall of Presidents. I bet there's probably been plenty of naps in the Hall of Presidents and Adventure.
It's a good one. Carousel of Progress, you could nap on that one too.
Yeah.
Especially if you got stuck and you had to repeat scenes.
Yeah, if you're talking about just a place it would be cool to sleep in or not, I think is what they were getting at. Right. Which is why it's at Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, I could see that. Here's another one. This is a scenario question. If you had a 9 p.m. flight back home from Disney World, but your hotel checkout is 11, so say, you know, you have to leave the hotel 11, but you're not flying back until 9 p.m., what would you do with your day?
Well, you've basically lived this scenario without the flight, so...
Yeah, I have.
You drove back starting at like 7 or 8, right? You've literally lived this scenario.
Yeah. But it says they don't have park tickets.
Oh.
For that day.
Okay.
They were going to look and see what else there is to do outside of the parks. And there's tons, obviously, to do.
Yeah.
But what would you do? Say you didn't have a ticket for the day. You had checked out at 11. You don't have to get to the airport until, say, 8. You've got several hours. What would you do?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of different options.
Depends on where you're staying.
Right, depending on where you're staying makes a difference, because there's things at the resort you could go ahead and do that day.
At this,
if you're staying at one of the deluxes, for sure.
Right. In this example, they were staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Okay, well, there's plenty of animals you could look at.
Yeah. You can hang out there, go to the pool. You could eat at a restaurant. And this hasn't updated at the end of what they actually ended up doing, so I'll mention that later, but... Yeah, it depends on the resort, obviously. Any resort, though, especially if it's deluxe, I would hang out there for a while. Maybe even do some pool time. There's always, of course, Disney Springs, mini golf. If you didn't want to buy a ticket to the water parks, but you could do something like that. But assuming you don't buy a ticket to anything, there's other resorts to explore. Hang out in, go have lunch or early dinner somewhere.
Uh-huh.
One of those things.
Well, I was going to say, another option that you might could consider would be maybe the courses.
Right. Mini golf, yeah. That's what I mentioned, yeah.
Oh, you did mention mini golf. I'm sorry.
You can do that. Depending on the time of year, yeah, there's stuff going on at resorts that would be fun to resort hop.
So they said you didn't have any park tickets. What about water parks?
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you didn't want to do that, you could. I mean, that's always an option, but I guess it wouldn't be as expensive.
I think Disney Springs is the obvious choice where you could spend the most time and...
Yeah. Just wander around and...
Yeah.
Browse some things. You have lunch.
Earn the most hours. Eat something. Because you could burn some hours easily there if you're just looking for time.
Yeah. I mean, you could ride the Skyliner, you could ride the monorail. You don't have to get out or off any of the parks, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
That was a scenario question that they...
Well, it was somebody who actually had this and they were asking for suggestions.
Oh, I see.
This is what they actually did. He says, thanks for all the recommendations. They ended up eating lunch at Boathouse, Disney Springs.
Okay.
Did some shopping. Then they went to the monorail resorts and rode the monorail around and kind of resort hopped. Then they finished off with early dinner in Jico back at the Animal Kingdom Lodge and then headed to the airport.
There you go.
So there's plenty to do. The boardwalk.
You could just hang out at the Animal Kingdom Lodge too.
Right.
But
there's plenty to do there. You can see some animals, have some good food. But yeah.
Nice lounge.
Yeah, that too. But if you did have a park ticket, it would be very easy to fill that day.
Well, of course, of course.
But
what's the latest you've left on your checkout day?
I think it was 7:30 p.m. or 8.
And that's
driving, yeah.
Yeah,
got driving. Home at like 2, 3 a.m., yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like 2 or 3.
I guarantee you don't have too many of those days left in you.
Yeah, I don't think I would do that again, no. But, I mean, we usually aim to leave by 3 at the latest, somewhere in there. Try to get home at a decent hour.
Did you have to work the next day the times you've done this?
Usually not.
Usually
if I remember correctly.
Okay.
There's a time or two where I've done one of those, so
yeah.
Where you basically get no sleep and then straight to work, but
yeah.
That's happened. Okay. That's pretty much it. That's what I was gonna say on those.
Okay.
There's a few of those, but so where can we be found out there in the world?
Well, you can find us on Facebook, on X, and on Instagram. That is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store, which you can get your exclusive TWTM merchandise at shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM Podcast. And we have a YouTube channel as well. And where can you find that at?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. Email is podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. And we have links to all those things and more there. So for John, my name is Adam. This has been Traveling with the Mouse, and we hope you will join us on our next trip.
Yeah. Join us. Shall you?
Are those petunias?
Where does he come up with that? It's like a question mark. Shall you?
It worked.
I guess.